AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Congressional Republican leaders are signaling they will try to block or at least slow the creation of a bipartisan commission to study the deadly attack on the Capitol on January 6th. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, an ally of Donald Trump, announced today that he will oppose an in-depth study, prompting this from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Disappointing but not surprising that the cowardice on the part of some on the Republican side not to want to find the truth.
Now, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
I think it's safe for you to report that we are undecided about the way forward at this point.
Sources tell the Associated Press, although President Biden continues to push publicly for quiet diplomacy for Israel, privately he is urging Benjamin Netanyahu to stop the bombardment in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Very intensive diplomacy in an effort to de-escalate and end the violence.
In southern Louisiana, devastating flooding has homes and cars underwater after a deluge of rain. Lake Charles Mayor Nick Hunter.
15 inches of rain over a six-hour period. This absolutely meets the threshold of a 100-year rain event. And what we experienced yesterday will now go on record as the third heaviest rainfall in a single day in Lake Charles's recorded history.
The governors of Tennessee and Arkansas say it could be several months before repairs are completed on the I-40 bridge. It is closed now due to a major crack that was detected. In New York, Andrew Giuliani announces that he's running for governor. He's the son of the former mayor, now Donald Trump's lawyer. Tech stocks dragged the market lower today. This is AP News. Home construction is down, but experts say things could be looking up soon.
Home construction was down a surprisingly sharp 9.5% in April, but economists say it's at least in part because builders delayed projects due to a big jump in lumber prices and trouble getting supplies. Now listen to this. You'll pay almost $36,000 more to buy the average new single-family home because the price of lumber has skyrocketed. Despite all of that, economists expect housing to show strength in 2021. I'm Rita Foley.
Country music artist Jimmy Allen will perform the national anthem at this year's Indianapolis 500. He'll sing the Star Spangled Banner before drivers are called to their cars May 30th. Allen made history as the first black artist to launch a career with two consecutive hits on country radio. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.